Carlos, you guys are hitting. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, when everybody's hitting, they always say in baseball, hitting is contagious. There's no science behind any of it. But when you are seeing what you are seeing, top to bottom, what do you think about it? How do you make sense of almost everybody going right at the same time for most of the last few weeks here?
Yeah, I think contagious is the right word. And, you know, look, when you're creating traffic, when there's people on base, it's a different at-bat for the guy that's coming up, you know. Defense got to align differently. The pitcher's got to go from stretch. Like, I mean, it's got a completely different at-bat in a different game when, you know, you continue to put pressure, you continue to control the strike zone. And when you're forcing pitchers to come in the zone and we're doing damage, I mean, that's what we've seen. You know, we know we got good hitters and we are executing right now. And a lot of people are clicking, not only the top four or five guys. We're getting contribution from everyone, and it's a good feeling, and like I said, it's fun to watch.
Yeah, the lengthening of the lineup has been really impressive over the last few weeks. Jeff McNeil, Brett Beatty are making the lineup so much longer. I mean, who else amongst that group do you really like how they've stood out for the last few weeks?
Yeah, I mean, there's a few guys that come to mind. Mark Vientos, you know, this was a bat that we were missing pretty much for the first half. We saw how important he was for us last year, and we were missing him. Brett Beatty continues to, you know, he's becoming an everyday player here and continues to get comfortable. And then we're getting contributions from Luis Torrens and from a lot of guys. So, look, man, a lot of good people, a lot of good hitters, and I'm glad that they're having results because there's a lot of work behind the scenes, especially when it was hard for us. And now finally getting those results is exciting.
Guys hitting for power. OPS is great. But the stolen base part of the game, I mean, really deserves a lot of respect. Did you think you'd be this good at this point in the season stealing bases?
I mean, you always want to be at the top, right? But base running wise or base stealing with our personnel, I didn't think, you know, that we were going to be at this level. I mean, you got to give credit to Antoine Richardson. You got to give credit to our players. You know, there's a lot of hours. There's a lot of preparation. And for them to go out there and execute is just fun to watch. Obviously, teams are going to start paying more attention to us, and we have to be aware of that. But we will continue to be aggressive and take opportunities when they're right there.
I did see Antoine before, and I said, is Juan Soto fast or a good base dealer? He goes, I want to be clear, Juan Soto is not fast. So that was a great line. Clay Holmes, as the season has gone on, great start, the league adjusted. Now he's adjusted back. What kind of changes has he made?
Yeah, I think just his ability to kind of read situation and how different lineups are approaching him or attacking him, and just having the ability to go to different pitches and different weapons, you know. We know that teams are going to line up the lefties. Today is a perfect example of it. And, you know, the changeup, the sweeper, the cutter, those are pitches that he's got to use. We know he's a ground ball guy. Ball's going to be put in play. We got to be able to play good defense behind him. But as far as Clay goes, you know, continue to be very pleased with how he's handling this whole transition. And here we are in September. And knock on wood, obviously, he continues to take the ball. And he goes out there and gives a chance to win a baseball game.
All right, Mendy, thank you.
Yep, you got it.